There is a place where you are supposed to get the signature.
Okay, thank you. We are starting our introduction. And I want our listeners to feel free. This is Dr. Samuel Mugoma. We are before the Public Accounts Committee. And before we make our introduction, we are going to have a prayer, a word of God from our standing honors. So let's stand up for a word of prayer. Thank you, Vice, for reminding. Let's pray. Almighty God, whom in wisdom and goodness have appointed the office of the leaders and the county assemblies for the welfare of the society and the just government of the people, we beseech you to behold with the abundant favor, as your servant Solomon, being placed to call the performance of important trust in this republic. Let your blessings and abundance here. Assembly granted that we treat and consider at matters that shall come under preparation in so just and faithless manner as promote your honor and glory, and to advance the peace, prosperity, and welfare of our country and for those whose interests you have committed to our church. Say amen. Amen. We are starting introduction. Allow me ask our head of secretariat to start a bit of introduction from their side.
Honorable Chair, my name is Evans Manai. I'm the candidate for the Public Accounts.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Adam Makoha. I'm the legal secretary for this committee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Robert Mwani, Sergeant Accounts in the committee.
Thank you. I'll now take this opportunity to welcome our guests to have your introduction. You can bless the mic. Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
Let's meet again. It's flexible. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Mrs. Mugesa Kinasi. I'm director of the Map of Districts Limited, a company that operates.
Thank you, Director. Next. You can switch off your mic, Director. Thank you.
My name is Jimmy Manyama Masako. I'm an accountant at the Mark Investment Limited. Yes, you are here.
Thank you, accountant. You can now switch off your mic. Allow me to welcome our honorable members to also have the introduction.
Chair, I'm Prince Sigrod, member to this committee.
Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Mwalimu Atiena Nyambok, member of this committee.
Mheshimiwa Kibok, please join me.
Chair,
I'm Solo
Sobi.
Thank you, sir.
Honorable Chair, I'm Ogamena Eric, a member of this committee.
Thank you. Sorry, before the Vice Chair comes in, we have our staff who just joined us, our panel auditor, to introduce himself.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm Alfred Mokoha, Secretary of this committee.
Thank you, Vice Chair.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Professor Mahmouda, the last year
Tony, how are you, Barasa?
Chair,
very welcome. As we kick off our delegation, just want to get some information from you. Director, Professor, you can tell us why you're here. Put on your mic, please. What do you want to answer? And indeed, you have responded.
Yes.
You have responded to a letter you have your letter with us here. And we also want to thank you because we have seen your responses are here. So if you have been accompanied by your accountant, is that okay?
Yes, I am, because he's the one that we have the records and operations.
Exactly. But director, I'm saying you are profile. And I'm also saying the company is a limited company. How many directors do you have?
Yes. In
Europe?
Two. We are actually two. I'm the main.
Namely, of you and?
And the Abdi Hakim Hussein.
Abdi Hakim Hussein?
Yes.
What is that, Abdi Hakim Hussein?
He's in Nairobi, he's not concerned.
He's in Nairobi.
He's a silent director.
So, how many percentages of shares does Abdi Hakim has?
It's 50-50.
50-50?
Yes.
So, it's like. You are 50-50 shareholding.
When we formed the company, we were 50-50.
Yes.
But due to massive investment.
Yes.
I put in the period of that service.
Yes.
And due to the agreements.
Yes.
That I, as you guess, has made the total payment.
Yes.
When we review our shareholding.
Yes.
I will be having around 25%.
Are you intending to review how soon?
Yes. Yes.
You are sorry. Okay.
Because I will charge my contract for the loan.
Thank you.
Which total gives us. So once that loan is completed,
yeah,
then we'll be able to.
Did you submit your CRF?
Yes, we did.
You are submitted to
CRF? No, through the board.
Through the board?
But I don't mind being here.
Because we didn't have your CRF here.
Yes, at the end of this.
Wonderful.
I have it in.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. Now, who's your manager? Since 2019 to date?
It's Paul Veronica
Nguyen. Veronica Nguyen?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I want first to ask you some few questions, and the committee also is going to take you through some tasks. We are aware that Wedma company got a tender of supply of fuel across the country. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. In your letter reply, you have said in early November 2019, you checked on an open tender on public procurement information portal and found one in Bungoma County for supply and delivery of super petrol and diesel cars and senior services legislation number 75-53-93. Then you decided to participate and you responded to the tender online. Is that correct? Now, was it an open tender?
No, it was not. Because when you put the portal,
yes,
it will show you what kind of tender it was. It was an advertised
tender. Did you see an open tender that was advertised by Bungoma County on 5th of September?
No.
And it closed on the 10th?
No.
You didn't see? You didn't see that open tender?
No. Because we are still new. You know, we were hardly a year.
So this company is on how many years old in operation?
Basically, it started, the company was formed in 2016.
Yes.
And the purpose of forming that company was basically to develop and operate from here to that service station.
Yes. It started operation in which year?
We started operating in 2017.
2017.
That's when we opened the station in 2018, when we opened the station.
I want to understand from you, when did the company start to operate?
2016.
Sir, I want to get clarity from you.
Yes.
You registered this company in 2016, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, the company itself was formed in
started operation in July 2018. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Director, I want to open the floor to my fellow colleagues. Honorable members, the floor is open so that if anybody, any member has a question, inquiry, yes or no?
Thank you, Chair. From your submission, you say that this company started operation in 2018, and you have said that it was a new company. But looking at the score sheet, when we are doing the operation, it is a remarkable achievement in terms of experience. You have said that the company was only 1 year old. How much did you score in terms of our service in? During the evaluation process, it is according to the fact that in experience, they keep a certain percentage of the marks. How much did you earn? Because this company was earning you. 1 year, we talk in terms of experience. Do you have that experience to supply the account company or the moment that you are earning you of the two, here, the director is saying that, I think we are only in the numbers, there are only three questions. He's saying that he looked at the company and the proposals for the tender, he said that it was a restricted tender. Is that what you have seen?
Yes, when I looked at
the when you looked at the portal, it was?
It was a portal, because when you open the portal,
yes.
It will show you if it is a restricted, then there's a message which comes out.
Okay, thank you. Then how comes there is an application you made to the account company of Mugoma asking for the same tender when it was a restricted tender in that corporate working? Can you tell us, because the selection of file, you applied for the same tender and then you are telling us you opened the system and contact and was restricted under the account company of Mugoma three. You have mentioned the number you have been in for 2 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Looking at the application, you are only stating you are making an application to supply the trade to Mugoma County government for the year 2019 to 2020. It is a copy of the letter. So when you say 2020, then 2019, 2020, is that 3 years or 1 year? Maybe.
Director,
yes.
I think you have gotten the concern from my lawyer. And Director, I want you to answer consistently.
Yeah, the first question is about the years.
Yes.
This was a new data. We are working within the total. Total itself as a company has invested not less than 60 million in the station. And therefore, we operate directly and we just on a deal for another. Therefore, the experience that we are bringing on board is not just the demand that was formed in 2016. We are bringing on board the car for 10 years. If you look at the letter, which is on the bottom, that Total gave us, they have given us 10-year period under which they are going to support us. Therefore, the experience of 1 year to not hear, to not come down. In which even the support, the capital support, we are getting full support from Total again. The day that we started operations, Total came and filled our tanks with 130,000 liters.
Yes. We are aware about Total. Total Kenya has got so many villas across the country, including Mashal, Yeto, Ikame.
Yes.
We are now talking about Webima, a company that had interest to apply for this fuel, to supply fuel in Bungoma County, Webima, which is fully incorporated in the company's law. Now, when you register the fuel system, the company was just listed, is that right?
Yes.
It started operation in 2018, July. This webinar, being a leader of the time, it has less than an experience, is that okay? Because if you talk about Total, Total as a brand has got so many branches with us. Now we are questioning, why comes Total that is so an open tender on 5th of September 2019, that closed on 18th, on 19th of 2019, didn't have an interest and so many dealers. But immediately after the tender closed, you went on online as well, man. You applied, which is very correct. Then, the way Mashina has asked you, where will you apply the team for Portal?
Yes.
It's very right, it's very good. I know them.
Yes.
You apply.
Yes.
If why did you apply and then you had written a letter to request for pre-qualification? Are you aware of that letter?
No.
You are not aware of any letter?
It may have been written by a manager. Because we have
I want to bring to attention. And you know the back of the directors. Don't talk to managers. This is the letter. Webmark and Westland Limited. Your box 1096 50 205 telephone is there. In fact, your telephone number 0720 85 06 81. Is that your number?
Yes.
Your email is there. Then, the 4th October 2019, and you are saying to County Government of Bungoma, PO Box is Dear Sast of Madam, request to be pre-qualified as a supplier of fuel and fuel products in your procuring entity, County Government of Bungoma, for financial year 2019-2020. Do you hold that letter?
Yes, I do.
Signed by your station manager, Veronica Ontio. You own it?
That one I own.
Now, tell us the contradiction.
What I can say on the board here is that that letter was, you know, it was not a letter that we were just sending to Bungoma County. We sent to all companies around, many, including national government companies.
I have two questions there.
It was an introduction.
I know, I have two questions there. How do you understand the procurement process? Do you write letters to request, or we request through the tender, whatever, through pre-qualification, or is your company has an article, whereby if it has an article, then it is under youth, people with disability, or women, This one can have a continuous registration and qualification. We have gone through your documents. Your company is not under Apple. So writing a letter requesting for qualification to us is out of order. Because the procurement law, which will be read by our legal clerk, says the time you were supposed to be qualified is when it was an open tender, on 5th to 19th of October, when you did apply. Sasa hapa, unakuja kuandika barua. What necessitated you to write this letter, and specifically for petrol and recent services?
This particular
yes.
Was still wrote to the not only the company, but I think the manager was trying to see, because we are still new, to just say we are around. They need to know that we are around. That is the purpose. So the purpose was not to influence or to secure any tender of any media from the company. And that's what I can speak for.
Before I'm going to come in, the Honorable Winnie.
Thank you, Chair. Director, when you said that it was a general, why did you now restrict yourself to only talking about petrol and diesel? Yet when they look at your profile, you have so many other things, kerosene, gas. Why did you just restrict yourself to that petrol and kerosene, which is in relation as to the contract that you later on came into the committee?
Now, we restrict to petrol and diesel because Total Kenya wanted us to promote the products along the local control, especially petrol and diesel. Because Total was not being aware in this region. So that's why we were speaking to that. But of course, we'll have a life delivery good gas and lubricants and even services. Because currently we have obtained all the new products that we can actually offer.
Director, thank you for trying to respond. When you said that in July 2019, did you have any major supply within the tender or the contract that you want to supply to your company?
When we started in 2018,
yes.
In July,
yes.
Yes, we were basically getting quotations from national government.
Like which we do? The national government within Bungoma, like which your offices here?
I'm talking for example, a CTF, Ukuye West, Ukuye East. We have ministries of education. We also have the women there, that is national government.
Okay, this is here also supplied to this is office, yes,
this
is your office.
Yes, it is the county commissioner. This is. So we have so many.
Now tell us about how you entered to be qualified. Was it accepted by this letter? And if it was open, was it open or restricted?
You see, when we looked at the hotel, how do you access the portal? First, you must have an identity.
Yes.
And the identity is in the address. The ID is the email address.
Yes.
Of the company, of the station. So, when you open the tender, of course, you can look at so many vendors within the whole country. It was not just this, there are many parts, portals, but you only look for one that is relevant to you.
Yes.
Because it will show which services you are supposed to be. So when I saw it was on field, then of course I got that. And then of course you have to give the email address, which is registered in which are your register only in evenings. And then once you, because the tractor of being what is now, not really anymore. Because it's something that they're using the machine. It's no longer us. We don't know to know who is who or who you are dealing with. It's just a machine.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I got there, then I looked at, then I saw Kumbama Kangi coming on the border. Okay. The and then they came in and I locked it. I locked in. And I started feeding the fox. So I'm very fox, very dangerous. It's not just one, but almost 30 of fox. The items that were mandatory, you have to succeed.
Yes.
There were items that were not mandatory, which of course I acquired, so you need to submit. So I had to collect the data.
What happened? We know those conditions. For these mandatory documents,
yes.
One is which one?
One is a certificate of incorporation.
Yes.
Of the company.
Yes.
That is mandatory.
That's compliance is mandatory?
Yes.
Do you have a tax plan to that?
Yes.
Can you submit to this committee? You yes. Have 1 year.
Yes, I think it's about to expire.
Is that about to expire or it has expired?
I'm applying another one. But at that time that I think that.
I remember that. You did that,
huh? Exactly.
Yes. We have an expired tax compliance of 2017. Do you have anyone?
I will submit it to the campus after this.
You have it?
I have.
I want to enter honorable. Do you have
anything? Yeah. We are handling as a committee, and you will direct us the documents. We have also thinking if you want to look at the documents so that when we make the conclusion, what we have seen. If you have a document, you are very lucky, you are confident. Can you take us the document and see?
You have the tax to learn what your machine is asking. If you have it, we have our subject and submit to us.
Two.
Let your account check.
Okay.
Let your account check. Let you.
Is it possible we can say that soft copy?
Wonderful.
So just maybe see the local laptop.
Send to him.
Madam Director, what is your physical address of this woman?
The physical address is.
Can you be on answer, please?
The physical address. After we are relocating, it will be a tax
service. No, currently, I'm talking about the fiscal aspect. So,
currently, this will be a tax service.
That is a fiscal aspect.
Yes, we are talking now.
Okay, now, you mentioned about the time of being this restricted tender. Do you have a photo of that tender that this was a restricted tender?
No, you see, the word restriction appears on the board.
Fine.
It is not a, it's not something that you can study. This is when you open the book, the bottom, the tender report.
Thank you. My chair was asking you one question whether you have been qualified by Bungoma County or not. And to be saying that this is a process that has to go through the IFMI system. And now, in IFMI systems, you can be able to access all the tenders in Kenya, even in international tenders, if you have that IFMI system. And now, if you can see the tender in Bungoma, you can only see the tender in Bungoma, but when you open that tender in Bungoma, you must have been qualified in the Bungoma procurement system. Were you qualified by that time? That's what the chair was asking.
No, I cannot tell, because that is now for the county.
Then how
do you access the portal without the qualification?
How do you access the portal? You access the photo if somebody has put that is the reference number in the Bungoma account.
Did you put your reference number?
No. The reference number is a email address.
No.
I mean, the
you know, Let us be honest in this committee. Were you pre-qualified before you got this, whatever, for you to access the portal, you must have been pre-qualified in IFMIS by our Bungoma County. We are asking a simple question. During the pre-qualification, the tender that was opened, they only two companies that
that is a tender they are heated. And this was MP and CH. According to law, the county of Bungoma could have cancelled the tender so that they retender for people to continue bidding. There was no name of Wegma being among the two. So ordinarily, for you to get this whatever, whether direct or restricted, you must have been pre-qualified in the system of Bungoma contractors or suppliers. So that when these people, the county runs it is whatever through the portal, lazima uwe ulikuwa pre-qualified. I have been doing business. Sasa ile ulipata hiki kwa portal, ulikuwa pre-qualified kwenye. Please just tell me this for me.
I want to make it clear that on the portal, you don't get it. Even you don't know who you are.
I know, that's what you know. Those processes we know.
Yeah, so
like for now, we can go for like if the attendance be floated. That's what you know. But since you don't know who you are, pre-qualification, whether or not you qualified in the system of Bungoma County, when? How many were at the same time when you went to the portal? Was it the time?
Before the director answers, you see, the director, what you're asking here is your entry point. That's what you're questioning here. Who informed you that there was a need for the supply of this vehicle? Who informed you? You just don't go to the portal and you see that the county is requesting for the supply.
Yes.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Chair. I was not told by anyone. Because on the portal, I go through portal everything. We are looking for business.
Director, you know you are from North. I want you to tell you the sequence. What you are in for or not? What were the agreements between you? Let us assume you won the tender. What were the agreements? One by now we have won this tender. What were the conditions?
The conditions were spelled out.
Yes.
In the contract.
Yes. I just want to flag one. Was card dispensation services. Is that right?
Yes. One of them is card dispensation services.
Card dispensation services.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, correct.
Then director, I'm seeing on January 6th,
yes.
You got an application letter. Is that okay?
Yes.
Then the same day, you accepted.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
I want to build on this. That the card, the services were provided to the county of Bungoma was card dispensation services, nothing else.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Correct.
What you understand by card dispensation services is that if I come to your station, okay,
yes.
My card, that is Bungoma County, now you are entering into a contract.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Correct.
Has money.
Yes.
And if it is credited from their card. Is that okay?
Correct.
Very correct.
Yes.
That was the
yes.
Understanding.
Yes.
Now, on your letter, we are now implementing the contract, and as from 1st December 2020, the pending payment in the county owners are 1. County Secretary, 384,249 shillings. 3. 787,066. You get the point?
Yes.
They own you.
Yes.
The issue here, the county wanted to stop
this corruption by introducing the card. And they walked around, including Shireti and whatever, they didn't have a card. And this card should have money. I come to a station because we are signing the contract to Namarizana for card. Where is this coming from?
Now, this particular case, if you look at the contract, it's a clause which says that I don't have
to say. Page? You have the contract for me. Give us the page.
Which says that in the event
your government is there, can you give us that clause? And as he's doing that, Director, we want you to inform this committee. The submission here was that the Bungoma County is free to take fuel or to fuel their cars anywhere across the country. If they are in Mombasa, they will do that. If they are in Turkana, they will do that. We want to know the relationship between this dealer called Webman and other dealers across the country. We want to know the relationship. As you give us that relationship, we also want you to justify if indeed we have complied with Article 227 of the Constitution of Kenya and section of whatever, 103 and 4 of PFO, Public Procurement Clause of Act, on the right procurement. We want you to justify, because we are here to protect the resources of the people of Bungoma. So, Director,
yes.
Give us that clause, because you have the government here.
Yes,
Honorable.
So, Director, answer is a question you ask. I'm yet to get the clear answer from the director about the portal.
Yeah.
Whether it was qualified, because the portal does not get access to what the woman has advertised. If you are not qualified among the qualified contractors of the woman, then how do they access the portal? We want to know clearly how the portal opened today, and yet it's not among the qualified the contractors or suppliers of the world.
Director, I think you're taking note of what last week's concern. Honorable.
Yes, sir, again, to Honorable Chubby's case. You can only access when the tender is open, if you're not going to be qualified. So in this case, maybe you can clarify the way you want to do it.
Yes, you can open the data if, because first of all, to access the any data on the portal, you have to open an account in Netflix, and that will be communicate with the portal.
Yes, you did that.
Yes, and then you look for tenders in various counties or various organizations only. Then once you enter the ID, which is your email address, then you say to Bungoma, what are the open tenders like? Because you open the account, then you say you ask, what are the tenders like?
Yeah.
Then once you click, you will see all the tenders which are available in Bungoma. Then you look at each of them. Then you say which one you want to participate in. Then you click the one. Then once you click in, then we take you to the next day where you can start cleaning. So you don't need samples.
Director, we understand that I go with some of them, but my question is, by that time I cannot afford this data. Why would we call for it?
I cannot know.
You can't tell.
Yeah, because
what does that for the
because there is no communication with that.
Yeah.
You
see, by that time, you can't
test. Because I'm not.
And two, when it was open tender, you didn't even bother to apply. Is that correct?
It's not that I didn't bother, but you didn't see.
You didn't see. Then you came to see 2 weeks later, after the closure of the tender window. Is that correct?
No,
through the portal.
No, later on, we just wanted to do an infraction. That's the purpose of it.
Thank you. Answer my question then. That you are one among the dealers of Total Care. Is that correct?
Yes.
We were told here that now Bungoma County, because you offer current dispensation, they were dealing now with you. And it allowed all county vehicles to get fuel in any branch of Total. Is that correct?
Right.
Any branch of Total,
yes.
Now, if we go to Mombasa, any Total branch, what are going to offer? Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell me, Total Kenya has 100 and 100 of dealers.
Yes.
What do I mean among them?
Yes.
See, well, in your own words, in your own submission, with the Article 227, were we in compliance with the Article 227? And let us read the article. Our legal ground, please. I want from your own words, and also we are going to look at Section 103 and 104 about direct procurement. Article 227?
Yeah.
Yes.
Article 227. On procurement of public goods and services, it states that when a state, local, or any other public entity contracts for goods or services, it shall do so in accordance with a system that is fair, equitable, transparent, competitive, and a cost effective.
Now, this is the article, Director. You are among the equals of Total Kenya dealers. According to constitution, it must be fair. Now, how about the Kuna Mafuta Kofana Mombasa? The county government doesn't know the dealer of Mombasa. The county government doesn't know the dealer here in the Kikui called Washani, or in Kisumu Total called Washani again, and in Mombasa, in Kisumu Road, whatever dealer. But the county government is going to pay you so that you limit the money to those dealers. Was it fair? From your own words? Then before you answer that, I think I'm noting that. I also want our legal clerk to read us some sections that can justify direct procurement if it's only for a particular institution. Then we submit section 103.
Thank you, Chair. Section 103 of the Public Procurement and Asset Disposal Act, on when direct procurement will be used, states that a procurement may use direct procurement as a round and subsequent rule, as long as the purpose is not to avoid competition.
Nataka ile then, yes, the one of really that particular entity is the one really that is allowed.
Yes. A procuring entity, that is under subsection 2. A procuring entity may use direct procurement if any of the following conditions are satisfied.
Now, I want to pose this question. Is WEMA the only institution that can supply fuel, that is diesel and super, across this country alone? Or you have other companies?
Thank you, Chair. It is not with Mark is the only one.
Yes, thank you.
We have so many.
Yes, Santi.
We have shares.
Thank you, Santi. Then two, you know by credit, and you give them a very corporate. Have you gotten the page?
Yes, I'm just. What I want to say about the card, gentlemen, is that we have an application form.
Yes.
Yes.
So put it there.
There is an application form.
Yes.
Which is the
yes.
That you have to fill for each vehicle.
Yes.
This particular application form.
Yes, sir.
You have to indicate the source.
Yes.
Where you would like to take the field.
Yes.
So we have an example. You can put a certain place of station.
Yes.
To restrict a particular like what that is, for example.
Yes.
You say this one is able to be only in the.
Yes.
You can also restrict it to the region, to the former Western province.
Yes.
Including Transwaite.
Yes.
The sub-region, which means that part can be used outside the Western region.
Yes.
Now, you can also have what we call national, all regions.
Yes.
Which means that particular part will be potentially in the whole country.
In the whole country?
Yeah, in the whole country.
Now, who will be paying those other dealers? Is it you or Total?
This is Total.
Total?
Yeah. The dealers only come in. Because I want to put it clear that the way the card works, it is the Total who are taking responsibility. Total, not the dealer.
So you pre-qualify yourself to many other dealers within Total? Because for the county government of Bungoma to know other dealers is through your qualification, through your contract that you sign. So you want to tell us now that Bungoma, as a dealer of Total, helped other agents to get contracts from Bungoma County through you?
No. I want to say this, that the operation of the card,
yes,
we're not, in fact, it's, many dealers are not preferred to use the. In good meaning. I would not like people to see vehicles coming here in my station. It has two disadvantages. One, it benefits the procurer, I mean the procuring entity. Because every time you fear on the card, you get pushing discount.
Pushing discount.
Take away. Even, and this discount is offered by the Total. It's not offered by any dealer. Yes. And then the second part is the cost to the station. If you run a card in a wheel in my station, I will lose 20 cents per liter.
20 cents?
20 cents.
20 cents?
Yes. It's called administration cost. Because there's no cost for the side of the customer comparing the entity. For example, if you put 100,000 on your card, and you start consuming, you will consume up to the last cent of the 100,000. But there will be additional money that has been put back by backing of by way of discounts on the card.
Okay, we want to move on.
Yes,
so, before I forget. Now that our county came to you and you signed a contract, one is a woman of the people that I own, I think if their cards now has no. Are you a person that we want to pay? Are they fuel in the room? No.
No, it's a prepaid. Actually, it's here.
So it cannot work?
It is a prepaid.
Because of here.
Yeah. It's prepaid, strictly prepaid.
Yes, Honorable.
I was asking, Honorable,
yes.
You said that this system of practice is a different one. Then why do you accept?
It's actually.
Right. Why do you accept to sign a contract with me?
Yes, right.
And you are not even asking my question about the issue. As per your letter, you said from 2019 to 2020. Now, looking at the contract, you are saying 2 years. Don't you see that you are contradicting yourself? Director.
Thank you. Now, the other part, you say this is a mandate. Yes, it's a mandate just to us. But me being arrested of contract, being a son of Bungoma, I come from the state of Maine. I was born here. Many people have not invested in the county. And I convinced Total again to bring money and invest in Bungoma County. That's how they are put out of that
situation. Okay.
So, what we are saying is that many companies along the border, all the way from Mombasa, Nairobi, Nakuru, they are using the car.
Yes.
Because that's what more advantageous to the procuring entity
Director?
Yes.
As Sunday school, I think we have got a point. Even the assembly is using card.
Pardon?
Even this assembly is using card and through share.
Oh,
my question is, now that these county vehicles are not fueled from outside the wheel, because now they are fueling in your place because you want to get it to normalize the wheel.
No, I want
see,
to.
This is the, what you, they owe you.
I want to clarify.
Yes.
I want to clarify here. The two departments.
Yes.
They are owing money. They are owing money, they are fueling in the UDA, because according to the contract and I will give you the, yes, yes, credit, yeah, which shows that in the event, they don't have money for their accounts due to issues of payments, yes, they don't have money, they have had the issue of finance, yes, money has not been remitted, yes, we can offer them, we agreed to offer them credit.
Was that argument in Wasso to all total Kenya or whatever?
It is this contract I have.
So the Yunasema, when it's a woman, I don't know what it is. That's my question.
Yes.
But you said no.
No, no, what I'm saying, they have to come to the station to us. They have to write a letter to us.
So if they have to go to Mombasa, they must come through you. You write a letter that they take it on credit.
What I'm saying, supposing they don't have money on the car.
Yes.
It means that I have to take my own money.
Okay.
And give them.
Understand.
Yeah. So it was.
So you are the one remitting money to that.
My own money. Mm-hmm. I'll take my own money.
So that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
And then now when they remit the money, we put the money on their card and then they earn the card.
Okay.
That happens.
Have you done that? Because now they don't have money and they want to go or they go up and down, but they cannot do it in any plan.
Then they will do so sometime.
Now before I proceed. Minister of Trade and Restoration of our 97,076. Who can is trade
yes.
Can you submit to us? You have the list?
Unless a complete statement.
You have the registration number of the vehicle from the trade and whatever?
Yes, yes.
Are you talking in vehicles?
They are on the statement.
Who can accept any of them?
I can read.
Kindly, read.
Our
kwa sababu Ministry of Trade is saying they don't have a vehicle. They are not really because they don't have vehicles. So we are surprised to hear that unataka pesa kutoka kwao and yet they confirm they don't have vehicles. So that will help us. For
yes, I was giving up the statement.
Thank you. Before I proceed, Honorable Eric, you have something?
The question about Eric asked about the product being 1 year.
And you wait for 3 years. Sorry?
That one is, I can't answer.
You can't answer.
Because it sees you to the procuring agent to decide how long that is.
Wonderful.
Because yes. you see when you are preparing your contract, you are the legal person.
Wonderful.
In fact, it's good you are
thank you.
A legal person there. If you are preparing the contract, you need to state this way, signing the contract.
Yeah.
Between the two parties.
Yes.
So you as a party, this is what you are proposed to me.
Yes.
You see, you wonderful. Party, I can't collect the contract. I collect it.
Okay, before Honorable
Chair, maybe if the developer could tell us the total value of the contract, what was the total value of the contract, and how many vehicles were you supposed to fuel?
Oh, thank you. Actually, initially, when we signed the contract, we expected around 100 and almost 200 and something vehicles. And in fact, we had these forms.
Yes.
Filled for each of the vehicles.
Yes.
Because you have to apply, you have to fill the form. For the, this is the form for the car. You fill the form, which we submit online. We just submit through a portal, which will go to Total Kenya, and Total Kenya will automatically generate the vehicles.
So, roughly, what was the total amount?
There were around over 200
million.
But now, but during implementation,
yes,
there's still a few. Maybe not more than 70.
Not more than 70 million.
But very few are under the
Still before, Honorable Anaboyi.
Thank you, Chair. Director, looking at your profile, you said that from here to China has flexible payment terms, which is withdrawal, bond, Visa, and Visa cash and credit. So I would like to know where the card falls. Number two, since this was a restricted tender, they came to you on the resource because you had the card system. Would you tell us which are the institutions or persons you had been using that card system on for them to now identify that indeed you had, or you started using it after going into contract with this with the county government?
Actually, the visa is similar to the tax system, the visa.
Mm-hmm.
However, the tax system, there are so many which are already in the tax system.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Kenya. Kenya, mm-hmm. tax system, they are the training system.
Mm-hmm.
The National Police Service, mm-hmm. have the tax system, they also create the station. We have,
I think that's enough. For example, that's enough.
We have.
Same question.
And if I go into Montana, why? The Kakamega County, the
tax system. Director, that's enough. Second question, maybe. Can answer second question? Second question, maybe.
When
do you start, or you know, you started doing this with your card?
It's long time.
Long time ago. Now, what is the price per liter of Azimut Consistency? Can you tell us? How are you billing the county government?
No, this one, the price we use to take the hectare price.
Yes.
This
less?
2 shillings.
So what is the name per liter then?
If the pump...
Whatever you are requesting, when you go to the pump,
it's just the IPRA, just IPRA, the normal price. You don't add anything.
Do you have any merchant or that you have requested for your payment? Do you have any? Because I've been also running.
We don't have any statements.
Do you have any statement? Showing Palini, Farida?
Yes, I can even give you the detailed statement of the invoices. Showing Palita how much the title. We are fully committed. You see, there is no money. There is no money system in the theater. Whatever you want, you get. Just look at the computer. I don't have
it. There is no way I'm going to 150 Palita.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
That's the. That I can go to prison, my friend.
Well,
thank you. Now we want to sum up this thing. What are we?
On the same, now that they owe you Nideni, will it still be 2 shillings less since they didn't use a card or how you want, or that yes. amount that we now get? Have you calculated 2 shillings less per liter that you can get them?
I agree with you completely. They will get 2 shillings less on that
one. After I stay for this one?
Yes. Because you see, this is not me. It's totality. Me, I will get the full money. I will pay that amount, 1 million. But the county will get 2 shillings discount.
They get 2 shillings discount?
Yes, automatic. Because that is automatic so long as you have that the money. Okay, it's automatic.
Thank you for that. Well, okay. I will go to a sum up. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Bashman, Mr. Director. Remember our friends was asking you that how much you said the contract was around was like 200 million.
No, there is no value.
There was no value.
There is no value.
Now, you are talking about the paid card.
Yes.
It's not the paid card.
Yes.
How much was the initial deposit on that paid card from the county council?
You see, you educate. For example, Ministry of Health, the big ones,
yeah.
Like finance, no, roads and no, we only have 50
minutes. Although according to contract, all these parties to the county were supposed to be taken away from your side. Okay, that's what we are now transaction. Because they are breaching the contract. That's a
they
are just there to have trade.
We have trade,
yes.
We have finance.
Finance.
We have credit.
Health. As you think about that, the record said it will be before the summary comes in.
I will give you the
There's this question of conversion.
I want you to ask my question. How much was the initial deposit? Because it's a replica. You can report and say that this is the money Bungoma County has reported, has been disported on this card. You know, basically, card can be able to know the value. How much was it for the first initial deposit?
I can give you the figures.
Yeah, we are not figures.
You will submit to the secretariat, including the list of dilemmas. Then, the data, since you started there, your contract with this county government, roughly how many liters are so far being consumed in the county government?
Now, for the consumption you get from the portal, what you need is because they are using cards to consume all of them. You don't know. But the portal, the support we have given them.
Yes.
Which they can access, and
you know. Can you access so that you...
No, we are not authorized to do so.
But when you want to do it, you can talk about all of them.
I cannot give you... No, I can't know. You see, when they come to the wheel to fill with the car, it's like they are filled in Nairobi.
So you roughly can't tell the liters of money. Suppose you are asking for this money. It is very good. How many meters are these?
Now, for this particular one,
yes.
This one for the two ministries,
yes.
That is a trade and the town secretary,
yes.
I would also give you the meters.
The meters?
Yes, because they have taken and consumed the fuel in
we can get
the
meters. That's
what
you
get.
You know, help us, because we want to understand. If it is million of meters and are selling 2 shillings per liter,
yes.
Why is this money going? Because anything. In a certain way, you clear the for other purposes. So,
the 2 shillings goes back to the card. And then they can consume it again.
How often do you get this statement?
It's online.
It's online?
Yes. If, for example, you go to Kandui and Fier with the card, you got the bottle, you get it there.
Now, the last one, Chair. So you are saying in the conclusion that it's total managing for you the service running the card?
The card is basically the card.
It's a total
the card. It's the card agent of card center.
Thank you.
This is their form. You must also sign this form. So, the county sign this form to agree with the card.
Thank you. I want to give last submission from our legal clerk 2 minutes, then our internal auditor 2 minutes. Then we come up to an end of today's session. Who is that? Abaka Oranjambo, Mr. Mamuna. Internal Lolita.
The director has actually tried to open it up to this committee. And as the committee, we will be able to actually interrogate his submission so that we can be able to understand actually what happened in this contract. Or maybe just a final question to the director. Is he aware, because he mentioned to the committee that the procurement was restricted, and restricted is a different procurement method from where we sit. This tender was through direct procurement. So he may need actually to clarify to this committee why or under which circumstances he was sourced to supply this product to Bungoma County, which is a bond foundation which we want to abandon. Number two, we would like the director to provide a statement of the vehicles which are on the cards, and all the statements which for all the departments since the contract was signed for the fuel that has been drawn by various vehicles and the county government. Then maybe is the director aware that there's a possibility of maybe other vehicles which are not maybe county government vehicles fueling or accessing fuel from these stations using the cars, and maybe what are the controls that has been put in place to address such risks?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, sorry. Director, the last one. Have you ever had a circumstance where they are not counting government vehicles that are fueling from your station?
No. So the last question about controls. First and foremost, when you are given that card, you are also given that card. It's a card. In that card, you put your name. And you cannot fear, you can't use that unless you are that. The vehicle is physically there. We have also, Total have also introduced a new control, which is now operational in most of the stations. They are rolling out to all the stations. I think we are already installing here in Goma. Now, that control means that when you go to fuel your vehicle, you don't enter the amount that you want to fuel. Because that has been the loophole. That's how they have been stealing. Okay? Because that's how they have been stealing using credit, including even national car, even shared car. So this control is such that when you go to the station with your vehicle to fuel, you don't enter the amount. But you ask the driver to enter the bill, and then you take the car. And then you start fueling the vehicle. When it is full, that amount that is shown on the car is deducted. Yeah, if you put halfway, it will just put that amount on the display. That's the only amount that will be deducted.
So
that the issue of control.
Director,
yes.
Confirm me, the driver, Munyaka to be a much higher Sakala and Shubayama. A good and I will be a good and I will be. Will you do a report?
That one, because first, the vehicle you have doesn't have it.
Okay.
If you don't.
Talk about the mode of procurement. You talked about restricted, and you know it was direct procurement. And you talked about restricted. So which is which?
No, the what restricted is this. I'm only saying what I read on the portal.
It was restricted.
Yeah. What was I read? Because when you open the tender on the portal,
it was restricted.
I that what when I talked about restriction or direct, maybe the words would mean the same.
Thank you.
But that
so
means,
it was that restricted. Means, according to you, it was restricted.
That means that when I was opening, no potential was open. The same tender.
That was for the consumption.
That that is,
thank you.
That's what it means.
We want, because our time is up, the CAF committee from Nairobi is outside there and they want to take the whole house. Honorable Joaquin, a minute.
Just a second, just 1 second to answer. Because there are some reports you requested.
Yes.
Maybe I would request that maybe after this meeting,
wonderful.
I can have a meeting with you and then we go through what you need.
Wonderful.
Because there could be some things that you can get directly through. Online, then there are some things that you can take
for us.
Correct.
From our interaction with the director, Goldman, it has come out clearly that he serves as one, purely Moses. So, can he maybe, in a span of like the 1 second or so, explain to this committee under what circumstances can a government entity engage in such that kind of thing? Procurement process, direct single sourcing. Under what circumstances can you be single sourced?
No, let me put it this way in 1 second. You, as a tendering body, you cannot know. You know, you are dealing with, you don't know even the people behind you, you don't know, we are dealing with people we don't know, no connections, no communication, you are dealing with a machine. No, no, the machine is the one talking to you, my friend. That is the way it is. I was actually doing this from Nairobi, not from Bogoma.
Chair, allow me to draw the attention of the director.
The
previous one, section 103 of the.
Yeah, I know. I asked that thing.
Yes.
Now, Governor, it will be for consumption of this committee. My excellency, I'm sure going for the procurement entity. Then I want to sum up this. Director, thank you for coming. And I think I want to submit to us. Before we conclude, Honorable Eric has something here that in your. This is
list of directors, huh? The shares, the shareholders. You have 450 and another 450. Who is owning the 100 million? 450, 450.
No, they are free.
Huh? They are free. They are free. Okay, thank you. Tunashukuru kwa kuja kwenu. In case of anything, if you call upon me for further clarification, please do a cooperate. We want to wish you well for honoring our invites. I think our engagement with you has been okay. This is our position market for us to do whatever we are doing. We want to wish you well as you go back to your business. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Maybe your parting shot?
Maybe I want to ask you to say thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's a very bad period of COVID-19.
Yes.
But you could take a risk. When come here, please thank you very much. God bless you. I wish you well. You work well. Wish you do. Build our county where I come from. I'm very happy. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. You are free to go. Sergeant, please.
Kuna chima nikuja, nifanyeje?